శ్రీ రమణ జయంతి టాంపా రిట్రీట్. ద సెకండ్ యాన్యువల్ శ్రీ రమణ జయంతి రిట్రీట్ వాజ్ వన్స్ అగైన్ మార్వెలస్లీ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ అండ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటెడ్ బై ది డెడికేషన్ అండ్ డివోషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్లోరిడా డివోటీస్ లీడ్ బై రోహిత్ వైద్య. ఆల్ వర్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై ది ఈవెంట్. ఎవెలిన్ క్యాసిలో సఫైర్ provided the following report. From January 2nd through the 4th, 2015, about 60 devotees of Sri Ramana Maharishi from as far away as Arizona, California, Canada, England and India gathered at the banks of the Hillsboro River in Tampa, Florida for the Sri Ramana Maharishi 135th Jayanti retreat. Once again, the retreat was held at the Franciscan Center, and many commented on the appropriateness of the setting due to its simplicity and serenity, its lovely river-flanked campus, and of course, the fact that both Sri Bhagavan and Saint Francis were renowned for the inclusion of animals in the large spiritual families united by their all-embracing love. Lead us from darkness to light, from death to immortality. Lead us from unreality of ephemeral existence to the reality of the eternal self. Lead us from the darkness of ignorance to the light of awareness. Lead us from the fear of death to the knowledge of immortality. Thus proclaim the Vedas. And so it was during the blessed time we shared, immersed in the thought of Bhagavan, as we strove to imbibe and practice his teaching in the company of those of like mind. It was indeed a time of divine illumination in which the cares of the world receded before the immense grace of the luminous presence of Bhagavan. There were times of chanting Sri Bhagavan's hymns and hymns in his praise, times of seemingly endless silence, times for reminiscences and readings, joyous times of sharing one another's company in walks by the river and during meal times or serendipitous encounters. On the first evening of our retreat, devotees traveled to the Hindu temple of Tampa on a property just 200 yards down the road from the temple. Dennis Hattel shared with us all the plan of a devout votary of Bhagavan to create a precise replica of Sri Bhagavan's old hall, a place intended for silent meditation and immersion in the self. We walked on the hallowed land destined to become a place of pilgrimage and saw the plans drawn up by Jim Hattel. That evening, a very beautiful puja was performed at the temple to commemorate Sri Ramana Maharishi's 135th Jayanti. A video of the puja is posted on /YouTube/UXUQN75JL_U. Sri Bhagavan's presence was especially manifest in the recollections of his devotees. Early in the morning hours of January 3rd, Aruna Ramanan Ramkumar read the heart-melting reminiscences of Dutch devotee Walter Kears, who wrote of Bhagavan, "He smiled at me. How can that smile ever be described? I felt I was being bathed in a glow of love and light. Our keynote speaker was Louis Buss, who traveled to join us from London, England, in two slide talks. On successive mornings, Louis shared his extensive research on the life and spiritual quest of Major Chadwick, later known as Sadhu Arunachala. Watch parts 1 and 2 of Louis Buss's presentation of the life and times of Major A.W. Chadwick. The first presentation focused on Chadwick's life before coming to Bhagwan. The parental, societal, and historical influences that formed and predisposed him to a life of devotion and surrender. The second presentation paid tribute to Chadwick's unquestioning loyalty and devotion and to the extraordinary grace he enjoyed at the feet of Bhagwan. To me, it felt as if Chadwick was among us. The story of his life and aspirations moves the heart and incites us to also march on in the service of the Divine One who has, in his infinite compassion, taken us under his wing. Chadwick's submission and Sri Bhagavan's solicitude for him are clearly manifest in the words of Bhagavan when he said, "He left his country and traveled thousands of miles, staying with us and making us his own. Should we not take care of him and look to his needs?" Another most memorable presentation was that of Dr. Shanta Ramachandran, who shared with us her personal recollections of times in the presence of Bhagavan. The video of Dr. Shanta's presentation is available on /YouTube/TGHAIMD9PTG. Dr. Shanta's father had visited Sri Bhagavan and Sri Ramanashramam every summer during the hottest months of the year. To the mystification of his friends, one of Dr. Shanta's vivid girlhood memories is that of the unspeakably beautiful sight of the white peacock as it danced in joy before Bhagavan. Another indelible memory was of the day she was allowed to view a changing of the dressing of the sarcoma that had spread over Bhagavan's arm from the shoulder to the elbow prior to his Mahanirvana. She was a pre-med student at the time and came away totally convinced that only a divine being, utterly free from identification with the body, could have passed through such an experience with no evidence of suffering. Our final evening found us all gathered by the river when, beneath the full moon, we united in mind and in heart, singing songs by and on Sri Bhagavan. Reluctantly, the next morning, we took our leave, carrying within the awareness of the extraordinary blessing we have received to be in the care of Bhagavan and to have bathed in his light, the light of our own inner being, during these days of fellowship at the river's edge.